So this is the second part of my introduction to the project management version of business environment. And I spoke a bit at the end of the last recording about the emerging nations. And in some sense, this phase of globalization represents a return to the past, because up till the early 19th century, the richest nations in terms of their gross national product were China and India, simply because they had the largest populations, and that led to high gross national products as compared to European nations. But of course, because the populations of these countries were so large, the standard of living, on average, was low, because the high GNPs were accompanied by large populations. And in the late 20th and the early 21st century, we see that China, India are becoming dominant economic powers in the world. I think that China has the second largest gross national product in the world as a whole. I'd like to talk about capitalism and capitalism as part of the global economic cycle, the ups and downs of the economic cycle, if you like, the yin and yang, the booms and busts of the economic cycle. And you may be aware that at the moment we're possibly recovering from the longest world recession since the 1930s. And it has been a global recession, although the impact of the recession has been much greater in the so-called developed economies than in the emerging nations. And indeed, one of the reasons why the global recession wasn't as drastic as it might have been was that Chinese investments made up for the reduction in global demand. And we're feeling the effects of that now, because there's huge overcapacity in China. Now, how is the present phase of globalization different from earlier phases? I would say that there's really two main differences. The first is we live in an age when the information content of our lives is much higher than it's ever been. I'm not just talking about the internet and the World Wide Web and the various media that are informationally based on information in the form of computer technology and telephonic technologies, but also the fact that our products and our services have very high information content, and they reflect the information revolution that, again, I think began in the late 20th century. I could call this information revolution. I could call it the era of informationalism. And what do I mean by that? What do I mean by saying that the information content of products and services has increased? Well, just briefly, many of our products are the result of developments in technologies, particularly developments in electromagnetism, developments in nuclear power, which have been harnessed into producing more and more sophisticated products and disseminating information about them. Also, a very dramatic revolution, which we're just feeling the effect of, is in biotechnology, which is giving rise to increasing life expectation and some sort of control over the diseases that used to plague us, and I suppose the emergence of new diseases as well. But there's a very significant revolution based on the cell theory of life's, based on biology, based on advances in biology, taking place in pharmaceuticals and industries related to pharmaceuticals.